A disease that acts similar to HIV could be killing bees around the country. Jordan Bowman reports on how a teenager from Greenport on Long Island's East End has an award-winning theory on what could be causing it.
14-year-old Joe McGinnis always had an interest in science. A teacher suggested that Joe start a research project on colony collapse disorder, or CCD, in which the bees mysteriously abandon their hives, lose their sense of direction, and then die. According to the Natural Resources Defense Council, in 2011, the number of beehives across the United States was at its lowest point in the last 50 years. Bees are responsible for about one-third of the world's food supply by pollinating major crops.
Bees are so important to our entire world, I'd really like to see this project have some good outcome to help the scientific world.
Joe reached out to scientists at Plum Island Animal Disease Center for help and was put in contact with retired pathologist Dr. Doug Gregg, who agreed to help the teenager. In a makeshift laboratory in a piano repair shop in Greenport, Joe and Dr. Gregg are researching whether a rhytavirus is the cause. Their main theory is that a rhytavirus makes the bees more vulnerable to common diseases after coming in contact with waxworms that are found in hives.
We're trying to see if this virus, this immunosuppressant virus, can exist in the worms and the mites and the bees, which all exist in the beehive.
Dr. Gregg says the waxworm is easily infected with rhytavirus.
Bees try to get them out, either dragging them out or by biting them and pulling them, and they may get infected that way, or they may get infected through mites.
Joe recently became the youngest person to receive an award from the New York State Histotechnological Society for his research into CCD. Jordan Bowman, WSHU News.